This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I am Jennifer Lynn. Good morning at 7:44. Mayor Jim Kenney says he's not a fan of the classic 100 days in office interview, but he granted me one last week at City Hall. Today marks the Philadelphia executive's 100th day steering a city he'd like to see implement a sugary drinks tax and experience a parks and rec and library renaissance. I asked him about his plans and about the city's readiness for the Democratic National Convention after a few casual questions, such as, during the course of the day, what makes his head hurt?
Worrying about our kids and worrying about the lives they have to lead with little support at home and schools that aren't allowing them to meet their potential.
Most emotional moment so far?
Fear when Officer Hartnett was shot the third day into the administration, getting that call from Commissioner Ross, told me he was alive but was in bad shape. The ride to the hospital was very emotional.
Most moving moment?
When a little girl at a pre-K came over to me sitting in my little chair and put her arms out and wanted me to pick her up and put her on my lap.
What drives you bonkers?
Haters. What drives me bonkers is Philly.com comment page. That drives me insane. And I'm not supposed to read it. I try not to read it. There's some hateful people on that thing, and I don't know why Philly.com allows it, but that's their choice.
Do you really give out your personal email?
Yeah, I do, much to the chagrin of my staff. If I'm interested in what they're talking to me about, I want to see it directly.
And will you answer back?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, I answer back kids who give me letters when I go visit a grade school.
Describe briefly what it's like to be mayor versus councilman.
It's not about me. It's about the office. People want to touch, talk to, shake hands with, take selfies with their mayor. The level of engagement with the public is just amazing.
In the first 100 days, you kept some campaign promises. You're pushing for universal pre-K, pushing for investments in parks, recreation, libraries. Some say you didn't keep one promise, which was to put an end to something called stop and frisk. And you've probably found that to be more complicated than you thought it would be.
We did put an end to the way in which it was done before, and that was an arbitrary stopping of people based on a profile. If you leave your house tomorrow morning, God forbid, and someone holds you up at gunpoint, and you call 911 and say that a 6-foot man with this description, wearing black clothing, wearing a flyer's hat, just held me up at gunpoint. That goes out over 911 to the police cars. And 3 minutes later, two police officers in a car see a person fitting that description. Would you expect them to frisk him to see if he had a gun? Because you just told them, 911, that he has a gun. In that particular circumstance, when it's driven by a complaint to police about a potential violent act, you would suspect that the officer would keep themselves safe by checking to see if that person had a gun because you told him he has a gun. Randomly stopping a 20-year-old African-American male simply because he's an African-American male who's 20 years old is wrong. It's unconstitutional, and that is ended. People are going to ask us for service and direct us, and we have to keep our officers safe and the public safe by checking to see if the guy's got a gun.
Would you say you had a rough start? We go back to January. There's a lot of heat for how the mummers are or are not inclusive. Early on, officials had to discern whether that violent shooting of a police officer was or was not an act of terrorism. It was a kind of a rocky start.
No. I mean, look, with 30% of our population are Muslim. That man is apparently a deranged criminal who said something that does not reflect the tenets of the religion. It reflects a radicalization of the tenets of the religion. The mayor's responsibility in a city this size with a diverse population to make it very clear that no retribution against someone who is a Muslim is going to be tolerated. And I wanted to make sure that our Muslim citizens understood that their mayor has their back.
You've been on tour, in a way, touting the merits of your proposed sugary drinks tax, right, or soda tax proposal, gathering feedback. How do you reconcile that this plan may end up hurting low-income Philadelphians?
Well, right now, low-income Philadelphians are getting no benefit from their purchase of sugary beverages. Big Soda advertises in those neighborhoods 8, 9, 10 times more than they advertise in non-minority neighborhoods and non-poor neighborhoods. The money that's generated from this tax on this product will stay in those poor communities. Right now, 100% of the profit on that product does not go to them. It goes outside their neighborhood.
You've been pushing for significant investment to the city's parks and recreation centers, its libraries. How do you see this moving along in council in the coming months?
You know, we have 10 district council people, and they all have parks, libraries, or recreation centers in their district. I'm sure all of them would want them improved. We'll be borrowing $300 million and leveraging another $300 million for a $600 million project that we can't afford to pay for out of straight capital. All those district council people will see some improvement in their facilities, which should make their constituents happy and make the kids in those neighborhoods better off.
Of course, Philadelphia is preparing to host the Democratic National Convention. How's the city's readiness?
Well, we're ready. I mean, after the Pope, we're ready for anything. The DNC is nowhere near logistically as difficult or complicated as the Pope. The populace of the city who lives here or lives in the suburbs won't notice much of a difference in their everyday movement.
Weeks and weeks ago, it seems, you endorsed presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton.
I just met her recently. We spent about an hour and a half together at an organization that deals with people reentering from incarceration. She was smart. She was compassionate.
And campaigning for her?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if she asked me to, if she needs me to do something, I'd be happy to do it. I mean, I expect that she's going to be the nominee. Senator Sanders has done a great job in energizing some of our young people and engaging people back in the process, and kudos to him for that. I don't think he'll be the nominee. I think she'll be successful, and I think she'll beat any Republican they put up.
100 days in, is there anything you would tweak in what your administration is doing?
I don't know. I mean, some days are very, really good. Some days are not so good. And when you're really frustrated, you try to help somebody. Even if it's one individual, you try to help somebody every day and makes your day worthwhile.
When do mayors take a vacation?
I don't know. I have none planned. I can't go too far away because I have to get back in case something happens. So if I get to the Jersey Shore a couple times during the summer, I'll be happy.